Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. So as this coronavirus pandemic kind of continues to go on, it's been a while now that vaccinations have been available to virtually everyone who wants one. Now, with that behind us, you know, how are vaccinations coming along here in Dallas County?
Vaccinations continue to be available by a variety of providers in Dallas County, including many pharmacies, and people are taking advantage of that. Just everyone should keep in mind that being vaccinated is the best way to reduce your chances of getting COVID. And if you happen to be one of those breakthrough cases who gets COVID even after being vaccinated, your risk of death or even severe symptoms causing hospitalization will be much lower if you've been vaccinated.
Now, as we talk about, you know, the status of vaccinations here in Dallas County, you know, a lot of places throughout the state and really the state as a whole have seen that increase in coronavirus cases, unfortunately. Is that a trend that is current here in Dallas County as it relates to coronavirus cases, or what do the cases look like here in Dallas County?
Yes, there has been an increase. Some of this is from the COVID virus continuing to circulate among unvaccinated folks, giving the virus more time to mutate.
Now, I know we kind of mentioned the status of vaccinations as a whole here in Dallas County, but with the start of the school year and as the pandemic continues to drag on, has the vaccinations continued to increase? Have they leveled off? Have they gone down? You know, at what rate are Dallas County residents going out and getting vaccinated?
Yeah, we've seen an uptick. Right before college students went back to classes, we saw a lot of people in that age range. And now we're seeing more high school students whose parents are choosing wisely to get their teens vaccinated. So that's great. And we know that people are dealing with pandemic fatigue and they're wanting things to go back to normal. That's certainly the goal among public health folks, to get rid of COVID so we can all be much healthier and get to do all those activities that we all want to do.
Now, you kind of touched on it a little bit right there. You know, people are continuing to deal with that pandemic fatigue as the pandemic draws closer to 2 years, actually. You know, coming in this December and January, it's going to be getting close to 2 years that people have been going through the COVID mitigation efforts and really dealing with the pandemic. Now, with that in mind, you know, what are public health officials thinking with the pandemic? Could it come back to normal levels anytime soon, or is this just kind of the foreseeable future?
I think that what I'm hearing the most is that it's going to continue most likely in some form throughout the winter. And the more quickly and more thoroughly we can get our entire population to be vaccinated, the less severe that will look among the population. And there will be COVID present, but if most of the people are vaccinated, it won't continue so widespread.
Now, you just kind of talked about that a little bit, that we're going to be moving into the wintertime and that public health officials, you know, expect that it's going to be around. Now, with that in mind, should people prepare for kind of a coronavirus riddled wintertime as we move into the colder months, much like we kind of saw last year during the wintertime?
We may see more variants if we don't tamp down the spread of COVID. Plus, as many persons are returning to large gatherings, and I'm thinking indoors like basketball games, we may see not only more COVID, but also more flu. So it'll be more important than everyone this winter for people to get the flu vaccination for the season. Someone who is unvaccinated against both the seasonal flu and COVID would have a very high chance of getting sick this winter.
Now, as we move into, of course, those colder months, you touched on it right there, people will be spending more time indoors, whether that be with activities such as basketball games or simply just remaining indoors because of the harsh weather conditions outside. Now, this kind of leads right into, you know, what are some of those most important mitigation efforts people should remember in general, as well as when people start to head indoors more?
all of those things that we did last winter that made it such a mild flu season will contribute to a decrease in sickness. Last winter, we wore masks. We stayed home when we were sick. We washed our hands so much they got chapped, and we wiped down every surface imaginable, like doorknobs and phones and all those things, light switches. So I think that if we concentrate on those kinds of mitigation efforts this winter, that will really tamp it down.
Now, as this coronavirus pandemic is continuing on and more cases are showing up right here in the state of Iowa, you know, as it relates to the numbers, you know, are children beginning to make up a portion of those COVID-19 cases that are popping up here in Iowa?
Yes, probably not to the extent as some states in the United States that are reporting very, very high rates and lots of children hospitalized. However, there are children here in Iowa that are getting sick with COVID. For parents to keep in mind, the minimum age is 12. So if you have a son or daughter who is as young as 12 years old, they can get the vaccine, and that will keep them from getting very sick. Kiddos under the age of 12 are unprotected, and so there again, there's a good reason to make sure that they stay away from adults who are sick and unvaccinated.
Now, as you mentioned right there, you know, for those under the age of 12, they do not have that option to become vaccinated. And for those kids that aren't able to be vaccinated, you know, what can be done to protect them?
I don't think it's out of line for parents to be firm about their child care providers, that if you're going to be paying someone to take care of your child, you expect them to keep your child from getting sick. And so I don't think it's unreasonable to say, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to use your child care anymore if you refuse to get vaccinated, because I don't want my child to be exposed to that. So that's certainly a parent's right to say that if they want to. Other things are to just be sensible about how many different folks your little ones come into contact with. If you're taking your child to the mall all the time, if you're taking your child out, you know, to a basketball game, at least you need to teach your child, don't put your hands in your mouth after you touch something, or, you know, be aware of washing your hands a little bit more often. Those things will certainly help.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention?
The Dallas County Health Department is one of the places where you can pick up self-tests for COVID, which is a saliva test. You can come here to our office. Our process is call us ahead, let us know, you know, when you're coming, and then stay in your car when you get here and call us from the parking lot. We'll bring the test kits out to you. You do the saliva test, and then you put them back into the box. They're all packaged and pre-shipping paid for, and you just drop it off, and then you'll get a phone call the next day telling you the results of your COVID test.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. You can find this story online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.